Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
The number one way to love yourself is to love and respect others.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
This week we're talking
Church. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hello.
Sorry, hi Cliff.
Hey. Listeners. Kendall, you're gonna have to speak up. You're gonna have to work.
I'm sorry. Listeners, I'm sick. I know it's not the first thing you're supposed to tell a big group of people when you're speaking in front of them. I learned that in speech class in college.
So many people have heard Kendall say that he is sick. He's told them that many times. The court has ordered it several of those times.
Oh, well, you know.
Of course, I'm razzing you. You have strep throat or something.
I'm razzing my ass. This is all your fault. Razzing me all week.
It is not my fault. You have picked this up somewhere.
Speaking of pickups... Uh-huh. You left me on the steps of the courthouse, like, for 4 hours when I told Jenny to be picked up the other day. And it was cold out, and I know that germs spread through the air when it's colder, and it must have infected me, and now I've got strep throat, is what the doctor said.
It was not 4 hours that you were standing there.
Maybe five.
It was, like... 20 minutes, and it was...
What were you doing, anyway?
It was because Charles had been... He was supposed to change one of the tires on my car, which is the duty of any contractor. He was supposed to change one of the tires, and he had left it off, and it was just... I kept saying, Charles, put this tire on, put it on. And he was like, what? No, huh? I've got to go get this old sandwich from somewhere. And I just kept saying, put the tire on. It's just sitting there. Just sat there for so long. And it is not...
Fall.
Well, Charles told me when I called him, he said that you were in there playing The Simpsons on your iPad.
Don't! Well, I was, but that's because he was supposed to be out there putting the tire on. And I don't know how long that takes.
You couldn't call me and tell me you were not going to come pick me up?
I thought it would be just a minute. But anyway, this is a show.
Anyway, sorry, listeners.
What day?
I'm sorry, I'm not over this.
Sorry, this is not a cough-a-thon. It is a internet talk show.
Speaking of sickness, we're talking about germs today.
Speaking of sickos, and the one in the studio with me.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom, I'm sorry that he's saying this about you. So, Cliff, I want to talk about one thing that is really important.
Yes.
To not spread germs. You know, I'm a germaphobe. I'm a well-practiced OCD person.
Yes.
So, one of the things that... first of all, if you go to the bathroom, wash your hands, okay? And while you're in there, just go ahead and sing happy birthday to yourself twice while you're washing them. Because that is the length of time that you need to wash your hands so you know that all the germs are gone.
It is. Or if you wanna get real thorough, sing our theme song, and you will have the cleanest hands.
Cliff, I don't want people to have to worry about going to get, like, alcohol, like, over all the cuts on their hands when they've, like, rubbed their hands so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got it right here. It's facts about germs for you this week. You're feeling low. You've gone out and gotten yourself a disease. And here's a germ fact for you. Do you know that it is a myth? It's a fact that it's a myth. That dogs have cleaner mouths than people. Kendall, it's just not the case.
Oh, because I'm sure it is.
It is not the case. I got it in a fact from our writers.
Just the facts. Well, you know, they're also... dogs' mouths are cleaner than a toilet seat. Did you know that?
Oh, speaking of toilet seats, Kendall, did you know that there is a toilet seat, and the toilet seat is not as dirty as you would think. What's really dirty in a bathroom...
Have you met Charles?
Charles is a human toilet seat, which is a different animal altogether.
But I'm thinking when he sits on our toilet seat, they're the most disgusting thing, and I'm sure they are terribly dirty.
Well, when I sit around the toilet seat, I really sit around the toilet seat. If you know what I am saying. Kendall, do you do the poop swirl when you have, it's like caught up in you and you can't get it out? And what it feels like you want to do is like to bend over forward to get it out. But what you really need to do is swirl around in a clockwise motion, and it will come right out just like a frozen yogurt machine.
But you know, I've never had that problem. I've never had to do the poop swirl. It just flies out of me.
How does that happen?
I eat a lot of fiber, I guess.
You do not. You can't. You eat a lot. It clips, just in that sentence right there.
Speaking of toilets, did you know that germs?
Yes.
From your fecal matter.
Oh no.
Can travel 6 to 7 feet in your bathroom and land on your toothbrush. Did you know this? How horrifying is that? That'll teach you to put your toothbrush up in the damn drawer.
Put it in the drawer. Oh, Kendall, you're going to have to get a lozenge. Get a lozenge and suck it. Kendall, I want to let you know that double dipping those chips, it's a habit I know you've got.
Double D's.
It is. I've got those.
I got the double D's. I got those double D's, double D's.
Oh, my milkshake. This is an internet talk show on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Did we even mention that?
How do these people know what they're listening to?
Has it even come up that we are Cliff and Kendall, hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, where you're coming to you via the internet, via Al Gore's fantabulous invention, the World Wide Web.
The internet machine.
He's just giving it away to everybody. And we're also coming to you at 4 a.m. every Sunday morning on Rye 99 in Busheltown. That's
right,
KBSH.
Here.
Yes, where they play all the hits and also our show in that one time slot, as I said. But that's who we are. That's what we do. We host the show every week. We talk about things like Clean Week, like Salute to Whales, and like all the other great shows that you're thinking about that we've done. They're great, and they're many, and they are legion, and they're available on the blog in the link section.
They are great, and hopefully
yes.
These people have listened, our listeners have listened to Clean Week, and then that way they don't have germs.
Hopefully. If you haven't heard Clean Week, I don't know how you're understanding any of this.
It's a prerequisite to this course.
Clean Week is forever. Kendall, I want to let you know this. I've got another myth to explode. Oh.
Oh.
I'm exploding it.
Exploding.
Kendall, what I'm exploding right now, the 5-second rule. You've done it. We've all done it. We've been in a crowded public restroom and dropped part of a donut on the floor. And
Charles.
It's only, you're like, it's 5-second rule. It was only down there while I was shaking it off. And then you eat it and you go about your business. But did you know this, Kendall? That is a dangerous game you're playing. If your food has been on the floor for more than 2 seconds, everybody, it probably has E. coli or other such bacteria. That's all it takes. It takes only 2 seconds. If your floor's covered and riddled with E. coli, your donut is going to get it as well. Cliff, watch out.
Cliff, I don't even, if I drop something on the floor, I don't even eat it. Not after 1 second, not after anything, because it's going to hit that floor. It's going to get germs on it.
Really?
And how can you imagine that I would get sick as clean as I am? Tyler.
Tyler, come back from the dead. Come and serve us, Tyler.
Oh, I'm so sick. I'm out of my mind.
Austin, I'm sorry.
Austin,
you Tyler
Austin,
again.
I'm sorry. I do that when I get sick.
I know.
Austin, could you bring me some more NyQuil? No, DayQuil. DayQuil. Don't mix it with NyQuil anymore,
make
please.
Kendall, it'll help you get your Z's. But what we're going to do right now, since your voice is so...
It hurts.
Delicate.
It hurts.
So delicate.
I need a hot toddy too while you're at it, Austin.
He's got a fat body. Kendall, what we're going to do right now, since your voice and you need vocal rest, you're like Celine in Las Vegas.
You just how nice of you to
rest
offer
it.
Vocal rest for me, Cliff.
What we're going to do, we're going to bring in a couple friends of ours. They're waiting. Mr. Snodbottom is about to emerge from his booth, as is his beautiful bride, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. They're going to come in. They're going to share with us a new segment where they give us their own unique perspective on today's cinema offerings.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear
this. I'm so excited, and what better way to start than by they're going to share their Oscar picks.
Oh, I'm very excited about this. See what movies they're into.
See what they're thinking about it all. And it's called Showtime.
Showtime.
With
Showtime.
Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
It's Showtime. Come on in, and we're going to let you guys talk.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I'm so excited to come here and talk about Oscar picks. It's my favorite time of year.
Oscar. I am unfamiliar with the telecast, but I've been told, you told me
this. Of course you've seen the Oscars. Everyone's seen the Oscars.
You told me that I have, and undoubtedly you're correct. So I stand by with you, girl, and I admit I probably have seen it here and there.
Oh, my dear Kendall, Billy Crystal is my favorite host as well of the Oscars.
Oscar, we've made our chosen Oscar choices. So now, would you like to share one, dear? I'm not sure how to do this, Buzz.
Well, dear, I think that one of my favorite movies that I've seen this year was Gravity.
Gravity.
Didn't you love it, dear? Wasn't it a wonderful movie?
Gravity, I believe I did see the one. It was the man. He was sitting there beneath the tree, and the apple fell, and it was Sir Isaac Newton. And he wrote, he said, suddenly, I got the idea that it was gravity. There was a force exerting itself upon us, holding us down. It was a beautiful masterpiece theater.
Oh, that's so nice, dear. Now, I also loved Osage County.
Mom, forget it. Eat fucking fish.
I'm not hungry.
Eat the fish, bitch.
Osage County, dear. That was a wonderful movie. You know, Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful actress. I think she was great in all the old movies from Postcards to the Edge.
Oh, I love her, dear.
To Death Becomes Her. She's so versatile, dear. I loved her.
Very versatile. One moment she's playing a blonde, the next moment a brunette. Always.
Always. That's right, dear.
The range of a wonderful seasoned actress like herself. It was a joy, a pleasure.
Did she play Martha Stewart, dear?
She played Martha Stewart in the film about Martha and the young girl who was emulating Martha. We saw it on the cruise, on the plane, on the way to the cruise, dear.
Oh, I thought we were watching the actual Martha Stewart show, dear. I was confused.
No, dear. Dear, the film that I saw, my Oscar pick, I do believe we should get every Oscar in the book. It was hands down, girl, one of the most important films. Historical picture. It really illustrated the struggle for rights of all kinds of people, and I believe it should sweep every category. And I'm, of course, speaking of The Butler.
Everything you are and everything you have is because of that butler.
Girl, it is rightfully gonna take him home to go.
Dear, you were asleep during half of the movie.
Girl, I believe I understand that racism is a terrible thing, and I was never a party to it. And in all my years of producing, I never allowed it in the studio that I was in. And I was proud to admit that back in 1985 and today as well, girl.
I think that we've had enough time here. Cliff and Kendall out there laughing their heads away.
Oh, no, girl. All right. We'll be right back after this, everybody.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
And now it's time to hear me say that fiber is the one to save your day from awful bowel clogging problems. Fiber is the choice. Just listen to my voice and you will hear me say, fiber is the save today. Fiber.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Thank you.
we're back, Cliff.
We are back. Listeners, welcome back to the show.
I got a cough drop while we're gone, so hopefully I'll stop coughing.
I hope that is well for you.
Well, you don't
Kendall.
Mean spread the germs back to you? Is that what you don't get sick?
I didn't give you the germs.
Wait, I need a napkin.
Okay.
A tissue. Could you go get me a tissue?
Where's Austin? Austin!
Oh, I sent Austin on a run for some chicken soup.
You don't even
vegetarian
eat chicken,
chicken soup, of course. He had to go to the Whole Foods wannabe down the street at Busheltown.
You want me to do what?
I need a tissue. My nose is running.
Where's here?
I have to ring the bell.
Just use this. Here, just use this old paper from over. This is just a warrant for Charles's arrest.
Okay. Okay,
see?
I'm better. I'm sorry.
just dispose of that later.
I'll throw it in the corner where Charles is throwing everything else.
Yeah, over in Charles's urine corner, which we won't go into.
Which, speaking of, germs.
Yes. Germs. I hate them.
When you do what I just did, make sure you throw that in the toilet.
Throw it in the toilet.
Or a trash can. I'm just saying, throw it somewhere.
Flush it.
Don't throw it in the floor, like
Flush
we were kidding
it.
About doing. Flush it. And then wash your hands really good, or use some hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. I think that's
your best friend.
Good idea. Kendall, I think that's a great idea. I think it's something everybody should know.
Oh, it's time to play the game show that makes you feel dumb.
Things you should know.
And now, here's your sick host, and the one that made him sick, Cliff and Kendall.
You are sick.
Oh.
All right, yes.
Could you give me a popsicle?
A popsicle?
Yeah, in my throat. It hurts. It's sore. I think the ice cream, the cold popsicle will feel good on my throat.
You want me to leave and get you a popsicle?
Yeah, I could ask the first question. Our listeners could maybe answer the first question.
Okay, you interact with the listeners. I'll get you a popsicle.
Okay, let's see, listeners. My first question. Actually, you know what? I've decided that I think I'm too sick to ask questions. I think I'm going to hand them over to Cliff when he gets back with my popsicle. And he can answer the questions, because his voice sounds just fine.
All right, here's your popsicle.
Oh, thank you. So, Cliff, I'm going to eat the popsicle. And I think while you eat the popsicle, you should ask the questions to yourself and answer them.
Uh-huh.
Because my throat, you know, it hurts. It hurts really bad.
I
shouldn't be talking. You know, the doctors said that if I talk too much, it's gonna make me go completely, you know, I won't be able to talk at all.
Uh-huh.
Laryngitis.
Uh-huh. The doctors told you not to talk on the show?
They told me just not to talk in general.
Oh. So they've been saying what a lot of our listeners have been saying for years.
Well, that's not nice.
Kendall, who is the oldest Jonas brother?
Oh, no, you're asking yourself.
I'm asking this.
Yeah, I can't talk. My throat hurts.
Kevin is the oldest Jonas brother.
I thought you might know that one, Cliff. It's something everybody should know.
He is so gay. Can I just throw that out there? I don't care if he's married and has babies and has a reality show. Gay.
Okay, I'll answer your question.
All right. Do I need to get you something to type it on? That can you?
God, should I write it on a pad?
Do you need?
That's not good for an internet radio talk show.
You need a notepad around your neck like Holly Hunter and the piano.
The listeners would just hear.
They would prefer it many times. All right, Kendall, what I'm asking you is this. What is the tar-like substance babies, beautiful newborn babies, excrete soon after their birth?
Ugh, babies excrete some black stuff?
Yeah, it's a beautiful mother-daughter moment.
Oh, I think I may want kids even less now, Cliff. I have no idea. Is it umbilical juice?
It's umbilical juice. No, it's meconium.
Meconium.
It is an element that babies excrete. Sound is like
what
soon
planet
after birth.
Are we on here?
We are on Krypton. All right, Kendall, what is something else everybody should know? Oh, yeah. Kendall, what modern religion allegedly... Oh, sorry, me. What modern religion allegedly claims Xenu banished humans around 75 million years ago? Well, Cliff, I think that would be the one and only Scientology. Oh, good job, me.
Good job, Cliff.
Good job, me. All right.
Isn't this fun?
It's so fun.
I could use an extra pillow maybe when we're done with things. You should know.
Okay. I'll get you a pillow. Kendall, what I'm asking you now is this. What color is always at the top of a single rainbow?
Red.
Red, the color of my love for you. That's right.
Roy G. Vib.
Roy G. Vib, everybody.
All right, Cliff, one more question.
Oh, no.
For you.
Cristiano. The first Atari console released in 1977 retailed for how much? $49.99 or $199? I'm going $199. Oh, I'm so right. Because stuff costs a lot when it first comes out, everybody.
And in 1979, that was like $600, I'm sure.
You know, that was 4 years before we were born.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and it's like ancient history.
So much more than.
In ancient Egypt, when that happened.
When the pharaohs came out.
Kendall, do I owe you a thing you should know?
Yes.
I can't keep it up since I'm the only one doing anything around here.
Well, whose fault is that?
Whose fault indeed, Kendall? Speaking of things you should know, what is the largest muscle in the human body?
Oh, is that a penis?
It's not.
Oh,
it's definitely not your penis.
Oh,
it is your huge fat ass. It's your gluteus maximus.
I was still thinking, Cliff. Sorry. I was still thinking.
I thought you said weenus. I thought that's what you rasped out there.
That was a joke. Obviously, it was a joke.
In your sick little sick voice. Oh, my strep throat. Oh,
that's all the time we have today for things you should know. Join us next time for more things you should know. Maybe next time my voice won't sound so sick and awful.
All right, we'll grab some lemon juice, because now...
Red, just hand me that pillow over there before we move on. I just need to put my head on something. It's starting to hurt real bad. I'm feeling ill and achy. Thank you.
Here we go.
Thank you. All right, Cliff.
Yes. All right, me.
I think it's time for something weird.
Weird news. Oh, it's getting weird in here.
Club, obviously, I can't read these. It's too sick. I think you should read them.
But where's Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn? She hasn't left, has she?
Hello, dear. What's going on?
Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, I'm so glad you have not yet scurried off.
Oh, of course not, dear. I'm always hanging around to hear the end of the show if I have time.
Good. Well, I'm glad today it's no exception. Kendall is just forcing me to read everything. I don't know if you've been listening.
Oh, yeah, of course I've been listening.
With bated breath.
I hope you have. He did not, you know, listen to your etiquette tips and left me out on the steps of the courthouse.
I did not. It was Charles. He was just blatantly not putting on the tie. The tie was sitting right there.
Oh, dear, you know, we all share the blame. It's okay,
all the
dear.
Nuts. They were sitting right there, and I just kept pointing to them like, Charles, please, please do this, Charles. Please. Kendall is waiting at the steps.
Is that why your fingers had Cheeto sauce all over them?
Kendall, my fingers just have a permanent Cheeto dust residue on.
Okay, dear, it's okay. I'm sorry. Did you need me something, dear?
Well, won't you help me read some of these weird news items?
Oh, well, dear, of course. Kendall, dear, why don't you go take a little nap while we do the rest of this, dear?
No. I want Cliff to read these. He's the one that made me sick. He needs to read the weird news.
Well, I do not even think that it should even enter into it at all.
Dear, I just think we should all get along, dear. Of course. There's no reason to have an argument, dear. You know, it's not nice. It's not polite.
Well, I agree.
Well, that's what I think. I will be the one
who will just put a stop to this. Let me read this. I'm sorry, Miss Spotted Butter Bertrand. I'm sorry for bringing you in here. I will release you.
No problem, dear. I've got a souffle I'm about to take out of the oven.
Souffle, that sounds good.
Your voice couldn't handle it. You need to rest it. You can't be putting souffle on it. Kendall, just back out of the way. I'm going to read these weird news items.
Okay. Toodaloo, dears. I'll talk to you later, dears.
All right. Toodaloo. All right. Speaking of weird, Kendall, get a load of this weird news item.
What is it? What is weird? Oh, that's weird. You're right, Cliff. It gets weirder and weirder.
I thought it was getting weird. It's getting weird in here. Kendall, now it's perfectly legal to bring a weapon of mass conception into the airport as long as it's attached to you. Did you know this? This is according to the Huffington Post. There was a Chinese man. He was stopped at a New Zealand customs office for bringing along what but an 11-inch donkey dong. Oh my gosh.
What?
He brought an 11-inch donkey penis, and it's the man, it's, you know, it's for reasons of his own. Let's not go there.
But that's one large muscle.
It was, you know, I think he said it was gonna, he was gonna eat it, and he said it was donkey meat as food. Oh, God.
Worms galore.
How about a piece of wiener, everyone? The meat was reportedly destroyed, but you know what? He declared it upon arrival, and sources say the eating of male genitalia is not uncommon in China, with restaurants specializing in dishes prepared from the genitals of a lot of animals like horses and ox, donkeys, deer, and even the dog wiener.
Oh, the old dong stew.
The old dong stew, everybody. I'll have a bowl of that. All right, speaking of weird.
That's weird. That's weird.
Let's get weird, everybody. More weirdness is on the way, according
to... I think you should say it with more enthusiasm, how weird all these stories are, like, you know, I do when I do weird
news. I am fucking enthusiastic over here,
okay?
According to The Independent, everybody, Chicago's WGN-TV...
That's the ticket.
They might have wanted to hit incognito mode before it filmed a smartphone user for a news segment, but they were filming this guy on his phone for everybody. But instead, what came up while the finger was scrolling down the contacts was old Pornhub.
No.
His most favorite porn site, everybody.
I got that bookmark.
Can you believe this, everybody? It is outrageous and weird on television to see this kind of a thing. Speaking, Kendall, one last weird local news-based weird news item for everybody.
Weird news.
Out there was some embarrassment earlier this week when a jogger was interviewed about snowy conditions in where but old Portland, Oregon. And the jogger bragged that it would not be affecting her running plans. She said it's perfect texture for running, everybody. Just very low impact, and it's dry snow, and your feet don't even get wet. And then she took off, and seconds later, fell and slipped right in front of the camera.
I saw that video.
Did you?
And I about peed my pants, because, you know, I think I'd eaten some butternut rye crisps.
Uh-huh.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious, and it was weird, everybody.
That was
everybody.
Weird.
That
was
stuff.
Weird.
Oh, my Lord. The weird news is over.
Clip, that was excellent.
I tried to pitch it just like you do.
Pitch it. You got to pitch it. You got to be a pitch man.
Luckily, pitch man. My pitch, known to be perfect. So
I think it was known to be sad.
Yeah. I think it was known to be sad, Kendall. I'm hoping that your throat is feeling better. Right about now.
Well, it's feeling a little better. I could use one more of those lozenges over there, maybe.
God. All right, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Kendall.
Yes. Oh, Cliff, let me just tell our listeners that if they want to know more about how to get rid of those bad germs and not to get new ones, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com. Oh, I can't even make it through this. Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. And of course, listen to us on KBSH 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Oh, yes, on Ride 99. Kendall, this is about germs. 1/4 of what you eat keeps you alive. The other 3/4 keeps your doctor alive. And you will never believe this. You will never believe this in 100 million years. That was written as a hieroglyphic found in an ancient Egyptian tomb.
Well, that was back in our youth, Cliff, when I typed that out on the wall with a stone, you know, mallet.
If you see it, it's just person, person, donkey, person, throne, crop. But that's what they've interpreted it as.
Cliff, the 5-second rule.
has many variations.
I busted that.
Including the 3-second rule, the 7-second rule, and the extremely handy and versatile, the however long it takes me to pick up the food rule. And that was Neil Pashrisha. He did not listen to your story. Do not pick it up after 2 or 4 or 5 or 9 minutes.
No. Don't ever eat it.
No.
Never eat it.
No.
Oh, Kendall. And we have made of ourselves living cesspools and driven doctors to invent names for our diseases. That made me think of us.
That made me think of Charles.
And that was said by who, though, but Plato.
Oh, good old Plato. I could use a Plato beans right now.
I could too. Kendall, when you're green inside, you're clean inside. Oh. That was said by Dr. Jensen.
Oh, yeah, a lot of spinach.
Oh, spinach is the best, everybody. I think you've been eating some. Kendall, I can tell you're feeling better. You're more spry here at the end of the show.
I'm feeling a little better. I think I might go for a run.
Go for a run.
No, I'm going to go lay down because I feel awful.
Yes, and you look awful.
Oh, Kendall. Thank you, Cliff. Why don't you take us home?
Take me home, Sicko Roads, to a place where we can get better. Cliff and Kendall getting well on the internet. And the radio, I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Ken. Oh, and Austin's back.
Austin.
I need a sandwich.
Austin, I need a sandwich.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. Tish.